These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, Sponsored Jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They want steak and lobster on a chicken thigh budget.
2025 is execution.
What are you doing on social media?
That fell flat.
You're off track. You're not close to hitting the goal.
Maybe I should just get a regular job until the storm passes.
You've been operating as a mom and pop.
Sometimes you just need someone to show you, come up a little higher.
You keep going in spite of.
I am the one God chose to be the restorer of walls and the builder of cities in my family.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. Today's edition is the Figuring It Out with Donnie podcast edition. And this is where I interview some of my clients. I interview some of my mentees from my community, Actionable CEO, and I give them a live coaching session. This session is for every entrepreneur. You want to grab pen and paper so that you can get an idea of what business coaching may look like, thinking through an idea, and if it's a good start for you to help you think through some areas of your business. So today I have one of my Actionable CEOs here with us. This is our first coaching session of the year, Zell. So I'm super excited about this. We're about to talk to Brittany Moore. Brittany is a caterer. She is a private chef, and she wants to double her income this year. So let's talk to Brittany and see if we can help her figure this out. Hey, Brittany.
Hello, Coach Donnie. It is such an honor to be with you.
It is an honor to be here with you as well. Thank you for joining us. Where are you calling from?
So I'm in Bethlehem, Georgia.
Bethlehem, Georgia. Okay. You've been able to build a business out of a small town like Bethlehem, Georgia. That's pretty outstanding. Congratulations first and foremost for that. Yes, 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 yes. So talk to me about your business. You are a caterer and a chef?
Yes, yes. So my name is Chef Brittany, and I am a French-trained Le Cordon Bleu graduate. I am actually co-owner of A Pinch of Bliss, and we are the premier full-service caterer for corporations, conferences, and coaches.
Okay. And you've been in business for 15 years, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me, Brittany, about some of the challenges that you've been dealing with in your business.
Oh, my goodness. I would say the main issue is kind of transitioning out of running our business like a mom and pop and really running our business like, you know, a corporation or a business.
Mm. 15 years as a mom and pop. What does that look like?
So honestly, the whole catering company was a shock. I never wanted to cook. And my mom, which was a single mother, like she wasn't a cook, but she used to bring collard greens to her corporate job. And that recipe exploded to where different coworkers would say, "Hey, can you make my food for Thanksgiving and Christmas?" And then it kind of spilled over to baby showers and birthdays. And next thing you know, we were a full-blown catering company. And so it kind of grew unexpectedly. It became a career that we never planned for. But you know, now that we're growing, we really want to do it the correct way.
And so you're in business partnership with your mom. I believe I saw that on your application, right?
Yes.
And
Chef
both of you,
Mama, that's what we call her.
Chef Mama, I love that. And both of you are doing the cooking right now. Everything is coming through relationships. Tell me about the relationships that you have that's getting you booked for paying jobs.
Yes, so our business has been mostly word of mouth. Corporate executives bringing us in for, you know, the things that are taking place, you know, in the company events and fellowships. And then we've been really big in like the church circuit. So, you know, we've had the opportunity to like cater for gospel Grammy Award winners and Oscar nominees, and then them having word of mouth. Now, you know, we've had the honor to serve like 8 and 9 figure earners, but it's all been word of mouth, and you know, there's been no marketing.
So you're serving Grammy and Oscar nominated artists and talent. You're catering and serving large corporations and organizations, churches, and all the things. Walk me through what the process looks like. So, someone, I refer you to cater for, are you doing, let me ask you this first, are you serving more individuals or more corporations and organizations?
It's so over the span of us catering, it has been more individuals. It has only been over the last 2.5 years where we've grown that kind of larger clientele.
Okay, and what do you prefer, individuals or large groups and organizations?
Large groups and organizations all day.
Why? Tell me why.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, what I love about it, and really no shade, but a lot of the individuals that we've potentially served, they'll say, you know, "Oh, I want steak and lobster." And we're like, "Okay, wonderful. Let's get a proposal together." And then we're like, "Well, what's your budget?" "Oh, I don't have a budget." "Are you sure? Do
They
you
got
want a
chicken
steak?"
thigh budget. They want steak and lobster on a chicken thigh budget. All right, I get what you mean. Okay. And so you primarily want to serve the larger organizations for budget-friendly purposes, not necessarily for the workload and fulfillment and just the love of it. Is it just because there's more of a budget?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So walk me through when you are picking up a corporate job or a job for a group. You arrive, you get booked, and then what? First, it's I referred you to this client. What's your next step?
Okay, so after we get the referral, normally the first step is talking to Chef Mama. Chef Mama is our money mama. She's corporate America, so she kind of talks to all of the clients. Normally she gets all of the details for the event. And then we have what's called a client onboarding form. We send that to them. It's a Google Doc where we ask all of these like tedious questions like, hey, is the event upstairs? Or, is it climate control? Is there an ice machine? And then after we receive that back, we submit a proposal to them through Square. They put a 50% deposit down to book their date, and then 2 weeks before the event, they pay in full. And so I'm more on the logistics side. I make sure that whatever our display is coordinated in color and fabulous. So.
Okay. And so you arrive now at the catering job. You're here, you're getting set up. Walk me through what that part of the process looks like.
So normally, my team will meet me, depending on minimum 2 hours before the event. That just keeps me comfortable. But some spaces, we can come much earlier. So my team will meet me. I'm normally the first on site. I go and meet either the coordinator or the client, who's ever there. I introduce myself. I get whatever real-time updates are needed. And then we begin setting up, whether it's tables, whether we need to bring in our own tablecloths. And I begin setting up the display that the food will actually go on. After that's complete, I'm sorry.
No, keep going.
After that's complete, the second team arrives, and that's Chef Mama and her sous chef or whoever's helping her that day. And they come with the actual food, and then we go ahead and we begin putting food in its proper places. We set up everything, and then we wait for whatever the time of food service is.
Okay, so when you get on site, when you arrive on site, there's a point of contact that you're originally speaking to. Is this usually a decision maker, or is this usually just someone who points you in the direction of where you are to set up and where the party will be served?
Normally, we ask that we meet with the decision maker, but sometimes the decision maker is wrapped up in other projects and assignments, and so they'll send an assistant or someone to kind of help us, get set up.
Okay, so you've served your guests. You've fulfilled the offer exactly what you've been paid to do. Once you are done, you've cleaned up, you've packed up, everybody is loving your food. Tell me what's happening now. Well, actually, let's back up. Talk to me about what's happening as people are enjoying your food. You've cooked, you've prepared, you've set up. Now we're serving, and people are eating, and they're making comments about the food. Tell me about that part of the process.
After that, normally Chef Mama and I will actually go out where the crowd is, interact with the guests.
What
She
does
and
that
I
mean?
ourselves
What does that mean?
refill drinks,
When you say
take.
interact with the guests, are you meaning making sure that they don't need anything else, or are you having conversations with the guests?
First and foremost, tending to their needs and anticipating needs. And then, depending on the client we're serving, also interacting and making conversations. Because depending on the occasion, we like to be seen and not heard. But there are some occasions where, they want us to, interact and, oh, Chef Mama, come here. Let me introduce you to the woman who made the food. And that's when we know it's okay.
Okay, awesome. Now, your guests have been served, bellies are full, everyone has eaten, you have packed up. What happens next?
We soak our wounds and get massages, and that's pretty much it.
All right, so the process stops once your food has been packed in your car. And it's kind of like a wham bam, thank you, ma'am, one night stand situation with your clients, yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Brittany, I want to beat you, girl.
Please do. Please do.
Okay. All right. So just for clarity, for everybody who's watching, your business has historically generated somewhere between $116,000 to $164,000 annually, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And okay, so first of all, we're not going to ma'am me if you want this to go well. All right.
We're just I'm extremely southern.
We want this
Can
to go
I
well.
Say yes, coach?
Yes, absolutely. You're such a southern girl and I love it. Okay. So historically, your business has generated about $116,000 to $164,000 in revenue. You feel like you've been operating as a mom and pop. And you have, based on what I'm listening to, you go in, you get a job, you get referred whenever you get referred, and you go out, you do a great job, and you come on back, and that is it. But your goal this year, Brittany, tell me about your revenue goal this year. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business, and I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common. In fact, they are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye.
So we would like to hit about $211,000 this year. That was the goal last year.
Where that number last come from?
I went on to our payment records. And after I took out like fees and everything for the revenue, that was the number. I'm sorry, 211,000. Half of that number was what we actually brought in.
211,000. Half of that, which is about 105.5, is what you actually brought in.
Yes.
So this is last year's number?
Yes.
Okay. And so in your mind, you just want to 2X what you did last year.
Yes, coach.
All right, let's get down to it. So first of all, I just want to say this. Congratulations, Brittany. Are you and your mom doing this full time? Do you have jobs? Are you doing anything else that could be an objection or an obstacle that you have to get over?
I do this full time. My mother, she has a corporate job.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And if the business revenue doubles and picks up, is this a situation where she will be able to leave her corporate job, or is that her goal? And I ask this question because you're not yet on a scale strategy. What we're doing today is not necessarily going to be a scale strategy. Now, it could be, right? You could eventually, you could take the same plan that we talk about today and you could make seven figures. It can happen, spontaneously for you that way. But what we're focused on this year, or what we're focused on in this conversation, is a growth strategy, giving you some ideas that you can execute throughout this year. And then I want to check back in with you prior to the year ending. You know, inside of our mentorship community, Actionable CEO, we're working in 12-week blocks, right? We're working in 12-week blocks. And what I don't want to see happen is at the end of 12 months, we realize that you're off track. You're not close to hitting the goal. I need you to be checking in with me throughout the year, showing up to the mentorship sessions and saying, hey, Donnie, I've hit these milestones. We're on track. Or maybe even, hey, Donnie, we're a little off track. How can we get our train back on the tracks? Deal?
Yes, coach.
All right. So again, before we get started, I want to congratulate you on what you have been able to do, because as entrepreneurs, it's challenging to wake up every single day and profit from your own idea. It's challenging even just to have the courage to do that, right? Just the courage to wake up every single day and decide that this day I am going to do something with my own skill set, talents, and abilities to make money. And that's for every entrepreneur out there. So you've already done the hard part. You already put an idea out there, introduced it to the marketplace, and started fulfilling orders, all right? But now it's time for us to grow this thing, okay? So let's talk about your social media presence. What are you doing on social media? Or when you say, Donnie, we're not doing any marketing, do you mean just nothing?
So pretty close to nothing. The fruit that we have seen has been mostly from Facebook. And so we mostly post there, and that's pictures of the events that we've done, thanking the client for allowing us to come. At one point, I was trying to get into some reels and use trendy, you know, audios, but that fell flat. And so
what does that mean?
You quit, or
when you say it fell flat, is that code for I just stopped doing it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So first things first, we have to leverage social media. Okay. And if you want to serve corporations and organizations, then you're likely going to need to reach people exactly where they are. And the decision makers for corporations and organizations are individuals. That's the very first thing that I want you to understand. But they're also individuals who are professional and or professionals, and their job is to do this type of outreach to facilitate an event. So you need to show up on Facebook if that's already working for you. That's fantastic. But also Instagram and LinkedIn, okay? You need to be marketing yourself in an environment where professional organizations already exist. Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, with an emphasis on LinkedIn, okay? So that's number one. We've got to solidify the social media presence. Now, when we're building our social media presence, let me ask you this, Brittany. Do you have, let's take a look at your website. Hold on one second. I know you have one. Give me the link to your website. You can just say it out loud for the people who are watching to follow along with us.
Thank you. It's a pinchofblissinc.com.
Okay. So immediately when I go to this website, the only thing that I see are spices. I understand that you have a spice line in addition to your catering and private chef business, but that's a problem for the private chef business. I'll be honest, my very first impression here of the A Pinch of Bliss business website, it's a great website. The images are really clean. I can see everything. The flavors look really robust. I would buy this. In fact, I'm going to buy this. Okay. I'm going to buy some of this. However, this doesn't do anything for the catering business or the private chef services. I do see that you have a catering tab up top, so I'm going to click that right now. Oh, and compare it to what you're demonstrating for the seasonings, this is an afterthought.
You're right.
This page is an afterthought. Okay, give me a second. Let me take a look at this. Catering services. So your main page, which is above the fold on the tab on your website. So I'm just gonna turn my laptop around really quickly. So from the top of your page to the bottom of your page, this part right here is called the fold, okay? This is the fold. And you want all of the important information that gives the first impression when someone lands on your site above the fold. You want all the good stuff above the fold. So I need to know who you are, a good image of that represents what you do, a good tagline that says who you serve, and a call to action button above that fold, okay? So I want you to, let's first work on presence. Before we even get into social media, let's first work on presence. Now, with the spice line, what revenue, what percentage of your revenue or how much of your revenue are you generating from selling these spices?
Ooh, we're touching maybe 8%.
Okay. And is this word of mouth as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, so the bulk of the money right now comes from your catering services. So we want to first, on your website, switch the order of the tabs. If you were my actual ongoing client, and just for clarity, Brittany is a mentee inside of my community, Actionable CEO, which qualifies her to be here. But the very first thing that we do is work on your positioning, the way that you're positioning your marketing. So I'd like to see that your catering tab comes first, okay? Your catering tab is going to come first. Above that fold, I need to see a really great horizontal video. What's the measurements of that, Zelle? A 16 by 9. So you want a 16 by 9 video that's playing a compilation of some of your best meals. So we want video, not just picture, but video. And I want to just see it in a compilation. It just continues to scroll. As long as someone's on that site, it just continues to go, okay? And then instead of catering services, we want A Pinch of Bliss Catering, like actually title the page, A Pinch of Bliss Catering, specializing in what type of cuisine? What type of cuisine do you specialize in?
We have a Southern flair, even though mom is French trained, but it's a Southern flair.
Okay. So is it French trained with a Southern flair or is it just Southern, period?
No, she definitely uses her French techniques in her cooking because we're from Louisiana. So that is definitely incorporated.
All right. So let's talk about that. A Pinch of Bliss Catering specializing in French cuisine with a touch of Southern flair, or French cuisine with Southern flair, or combining, when you say French cuisine, are we talking about like New Orleans specific type food, Cajun Creole type food, or are you talking about puff pastries and croissants?
Now, I am a French trained pastry chef. So,
no,
but
what are you
the
selling?
Main thing.
Okay,
the
right.
The main thing is
we,
Louisiana
hold on,
style.
I don't want to focus on what you're trained in. I'm trained in engineering, but I don't sell that, right? What are you,
yes.
What are people actually hiring you to cook, and what cuisine do you want to be known for?
Louisiana soul food.
Then that's what it is. Okay, A Pinch of Bliss, A Pinch of Bliss Catering. Specializing in Louisiana style soul food. First of all, I just got hungry. Cause if you don't put me some crawfish etouffee with the brown gravy on my plate right now, Zelle. Okay? If you don't give me a little crawfish etouffee, you know.
Yes.
I'm originally from New Orleans, Brittany. Crawfish etouffee is my favorite food of all time. So this means something to me, okay? If you don't put a little Cajun seasoning on my lamb chop, then it's not a lamb chop. And I need people to desire and to crave that, to see that, to smell that. I can smell a little etouffee right now. She said Louisiana cuisine with a touch of Southern flair. This is that first and foremost, it's the tagline. Make me hungry. When I land on this page, I want to be starving. Okay, that's number one. So we've got that. So now that, what's the tagline that I gave you? A Louisiana?
You said Louisiana style soul food or Louisiana cuisine, or that was somebody else?
Let's just go with Louisiana inspired soul food or Louisiana style soul food, whichever one works for you. Okay.
Perfect.
Now I love the colors because we know that purple is a New Orleans favorite, right? But let's make this feel more like Louisiana in the South, like a combination of your Georgia and your Louisiana experience. And let's pull maybe some of the Mardi Gras colors out of it, but displaying some soul food. So that 16 by 9 video where you have the picture of, girl, the picture of this Growth Stack Drive. It's literally a picture of the setup and event. And I see a bunch of empty plates with no food on it. This picture is not serving you whatsoever. So here I want to see this. This is a 16 by 9 image. I want to see scrolling plates of all of the dishes that you can prepare for your client and customer, right? That's that. Let's get that going. And then you can say where you have like the catering services box, it can instead be we serve the following type of clients: corporations, organizations, churches, individuals, special occasions, something like that. And then also putting what areas you're currently serving. So if you are traveling a catering service, you need to identify that. If you only serve your local area, you need to identify that. Let's move these prices. Single entree menus begin at $30. This is very much individuals, and your goal is to serve corporations. So you want to appeal to the corporations, but have services available for the individuals. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Because right now the website appeals to individuals. And if I am an event planner or organizer, I say, oh, she probably doesn't have the capacity to serve 1,000 people, when that's not the truth, right?
Correct.
Okay. So let me also look here more at the website. The pictures and the angles that we're getting of the food, it's like you're getting a big picture overview. We're getting a lot of side profile images. I can't really see what's being served on these plates. So the next thing that I want you to do is to do a mock-up. I want you to do a food styling video and photo shoot. Okay? A food styling video and photo shoot. And this is where you and your mom are going to cook about 10 to 20 dishes, okay? And you'll have a professional videographer and photographer filming the process and filming the final look. Now, you can Google ideas for professional food styling for video shoots and photo shoots, but it's very different than just cooking, okay? When you have a McDonald's burger and they're getting ready to prepare a campaign, they are not in the kitchen just whipping it up the way that they're going to serve it to you. It's very over the top. It's very perfect. They've got, you know, I don't even know if they're using real tomatoes and real cheese and things like that. They've carefully put together these looks to make you salivate over the food. We all know that McRib doesn't taste how it looks in their advertising. Right. And so, for example, I work with a chef. I work with a chef who sells cookbooks. He doesn't do catering services. We've been able to build him a brand that has cumulatively earned 7 figures in the last 3 years off of just selling books. And when I talk to him about food styling, this is where you have your food, you've cooked your food, but maybe we've got to spray that bread with a little bit of olive oil to make it shiny and to make it look really moist and delicious. Maybe we've got to top our buns that way, right? Maybe we've got to take a medicine dropper and drip the gravy the way that we want the gravy to fall, so it's a perfect drip, right? And so when you get this photo shoot and video shoot done, you are looking for someone who specializes in food product videography and photography, not someone who does headshots and body shots and fashion shoots. This is videography and photography for food specific talent. Okay, Zell, take me back to this is about to bother me. I got to get this off, y'all. I'm so OCD. Oh, please. Oh, it's not coming off. All right, and so your videographer and your food specialist would say, hey, I see a smudge on that plate. Let's get that off, right? This is where you are going to get your top of the line cookware dishes. You'll go maybe somewhere and get you some solid white dishes and all the things. But I want you to take pictures and video of your food. Now, next thing I want you to do is go through what you've already got content of and get your best images, but I want you to go maybe to Fiverr, okay? Because when you're serving corporations, they want top of the line service. This food has to look outstanding, because whoever the coordinator is, they cannot be embarrassed by picking someone who operates like a mom and pop. So we need the best of the best of your images. So I want you to go through the content that you already have and get the images that show the food. I want to see texture. I want to see the parsley. I want to see the slivers of onion and garlic and all those things in your food. And then send it to someone on Fiverr who can edit these photos and increase like the gradient levels, increase your lighting, and just make it pop and look really, really good, because we're not going to let all the content that you've already given away or are already created be thrown away, right?
Yes.
All right, let's see. Okay, so we have that. So we're going to revamp this and we're going to show the beautiful food. Now, if you've got, I see you have some interesting setup styles. I want you to improve your setup. Okay. I want you. Yes. New Orleans is dramatic, baby. We've got the beads and we've got the sparklers and we've got all the things. We want, typically, if a corporation or an organization is hiring a catering service, they're looking for a presentation. So right now I see like the standard, if I'm being honest, like the tablecloth covers that kind of give me Party City, right? Is it Party City?
No, it's it is Amazon.
Okay, well, look, we were close, right? It's giving me Party City, it's giving me Amazon. And what I'd like for you to do is to play with your presentation, maybe invest a little bit more in your presentation. Even there's nothing wrong with using Amazon table covers, but if we're using Amazon table covers, then what are our serving trays looking like? What are our setups looking like? Can we create towers to display the food rather than just laying the food out and putting them on tiers? I want you to go on social media. I want you to go on Instagram. There's this chef. When he pops back up in my newsfeed, I'll give that to you offline.
Coconut?
Oh my God. See?
Isn't he incredible?
Do you see? Do you see how you were able? I didn't even say anything. I said, there's this chef. And you said, Coconut, the impression that he's left on you is the impression that I want you to leave on your clients. Make sense?
Understood. Yes.
Yes, yes, and yes. But here's the thing. Coconut, we're using as market research for how you can model your presentation. But I want to give you a key. And this will serve everybody. You're looking at Coconut's growth over the years. This is not where he started. So because he's probably a seven-figure chef, he can invest in the most elaborate theatrics when serving food. We're not there yet. So I want you to be inspired by it, but I want you to scroll down his timeline to maybe a year ago and see what he was doing, maybe 2 years ago and see what he was doing. And maybe that's your starting place. Maybe something more along those setup styles is going to be your starting place for your events. And when you do this, I need you to stage an event. I want you to stage an event, invite all your family over like it's Thanksgiving, okay? And I want you to stage a setup and actually serve this food. Invite your family, invite your friends. If you can get some multicultural guests there as well, let's do all of those things. So you're staging your own event, and we've got our professional videographer now capturing images from this event. And we can put that up there and start to introduce your new style and new setup. Because I'll be honest, when we're looking at catering events, we want the food to taste good at the most effective cost or the most efficient cost. But if there's something that stands out, we're going to consider you. And the standout, your unique proposition, your unique selling proposition, which will be in your layout, your style, the cuisine choice, those things are what helps you command more money. Okay? I'm not paying top dollar for Amazon tablecloths on wooden tiered beams. I'm not paying top dollar for that. But if you are giving my guests an experience, I'm bringing you back every single time. You're top of mind every single time. Yes?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Let me look at more here. I'd like to see that your full service plates are featured first, and then the buffet, and then the custom desserts last. Typically, when we're hiring a catering service for an event, the first thing that people are looking to cover is the actual food experience. And it's a great addition that you also are qualified to offer desserts as well. All righty. I would also take the entree menu off of the website because I'm sure you can customize this entree menu.
Yes.
So I would take it off. We've got it covered. It's Louisiana inspired soul food, right? Or Louisiana style soul food. So we don't have to list. This is just extra space. And here's the thing. If you have people who don't eat any of this, if you have people who are the event organizer and they say, oh, I'm pescatarian, you listing out all of this stuffed rosemary chicken and fried catfish and prime ribs, it's going to turn them off and they're not even the person who's eating the food, right? So we just want to appeal to them in pictures. We want to appeal to them in quality. We want to appeal to them in testimonial. When they submit an interest form to book you, that's when we start putting together a customized menu.
Awesome.
Okay, so we're gonna change that part of the process up. How do you feel so far about these tips, this feedback?
Hearing it, I'm really getting excited. I'm ready to implement them.
Okay, so that's just the start. That's just our positioning to the marketplace. We worked a little bit on messaging, and because you're an actionable CEO, we can't give you everything. I can't give you a year's worth of coaching in a 45-minute session. But yes, what I am giving you today is a good framework. And in order for you to leverage this and maximize this most effectively, you must come into the weekly mentorship sessions that you're already paying for inside of Actionable CEO and update me and tell me how this part of the process is working, or saying, hey, Donnie, I did this part and this is the result that I'm getting. You know, what next? What can we do next, right? This is just a tipping point. Let's see. We're going to go over here as well. And now that we've got a good website, once you've got that good website, I mean, even beforehand, we want to start focusing on social media. We've got to build this online presence. So we've got the professional website in the works. You're not waiting for it, but it's coming soon. We need to get that done in the next 7 or so days, okay? Take action.
Consider it done.
Now, at every single event, if there is someone, relationships that you still have and you can work, you can reach out to them, I want you to reach back out to these event organizers who booked you in the first place. All event organizers, send them all an email. Put them, and you're going to create an email list ongoing. Right now, you are going backwards and getting this information, but for ongoing, you're going to have a process where you are connecting with the person who hired you and you're getting feedback about their experience. What feedback did you get from your attendees? What did they say about the food? What did you love? Did they say anything about the experience? I need you to ask them for a brief 2-3 sentence testimonial about their experience working with you and eating your food. Okay, and we're going to start there with testimonials because your website needs to feature some testimonials, but we'll also leverage those testimonials on social media. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So we've got that. Let's see. Oh God, there's so much I want to give you. I'm looking at the time. So much I want to give you. Okay, now we can create a lead magnet on social media so that people are clicking your link and wanting to get more information. And if I were developing a lead magnet is something that you are offering people, usually free or a low cost, right? It's a low ticket product. So something that's $0, $7, $9, $17, something like that. And this can be for you something like a downloadable. Maybe it's a guide. Right now you're looking for corporations and organizations. It might be five star dinner party checklist, right? And you're telling them all the things they need in order to have a 5-star experience with their guests, or the 5-star event experience checklist. And it's not just covering the catering portion. You'll say, you know, make sure you have an event a photographer, an event videographer, maybe even an event coordinator. Now let's get down to your catering. Make sure you're hiring a professional caterer, someone who has certifications like the Le Cordon Bleu training and things of that nature. This is where you start gassing yourself up. And then it says, like, click here to check out our catering services, our chef services. So you want to develop like a lead magnet. People are opting in. That means you're collecting emails. In exchange for those emails, you will be putting them on, they'll get the lead magnet, and you'll be putting them on your email list so that you're consistently following up with them and letting them know, hey, we just did this event. This is how it turned out. Keep us in mind for an event. We have seasonings and spices, so you can have a bit of our company, a bit of bliss in your household. You start plugging some of the seasonings and herb blends that you have as well. Okay. So we'll think through. That doesn't have to be the lead magnet idea, but we'll think through a couple of lead magnet ideas. You can even leverage ChatGPT and say, hey, this is what I am. This is who I serve. This is my goal. Can you help me create 5 lead magnet ideas so that I can begin to attract the right customer? Okay.
Yes. High
quality photos, high quality photos, high quality events, client testimonials. Now, because you weren't doing this and we're going back in time, you'll have a lot of written testimonials. But going forward, you will never have an event again where you're not getting on video a testimonial from at least the event organizer or responsible party about what it was like to enjoy your food. Here's what
understood.
Here's also what you're going to be doing going forward. You're bringing your own event videographer. Okay. Your event videographer's job is to capture behind the scenes. This is you getting set up. This is you perfecting your plates. This is you talking to your team. But also, their job is to get images of people eating the food. We need to see the food off the plate, on the fork, into the mouths. They're capturing this. They're getting the reactions. You know, when you taste something and it's like that,
Yes.
We're capturing all of that. And you're using this on your social media. You're using this on your website. You're putting this on LinkedIn. You want to impress your event attendees. You need a pure bliss. All right. We're doing that. You're smiling. Talk to me. What are you thinking right now?
I love it. And okay. I was thinking that needs to happen immediately.
These are simple things. Let me tell you something, Brittany. Going from 116,000 to $211,000, it's not that you have to create a whole lot, do a whole lot. It's that you have to tweak and perfect, right? You're already on track. Once you've made the 6 figures, you've already proven your concept. Now we just have to say, okay, we've done this based on what we had access to. How do we perfect this and take this to the next level, right? How do we perfect this and just make it just a little bit better? Maybe refine the experience, make it easier for customers to understand who we serve. Put the main offer as the main offer on my website as well. And now we're perfecting our process. It's these small tweaks. It's these small tweaks over time. So we're hiring our own videographer. We're keeping somebody on team to make sure we're doing that. All right. On your social media, also show a lot of behind the scenes. People, especially individuals, want to see that they're hiring someone who in food services, they're clean, they're neat, they're organized, right? The kitchen looks good. The cooking surfaces look clean. It's very hygienic. So you want to show a lot of your behind the scenes. And then you can also, to increase the individuals, collaborate with influencers. I'd kill two birds with one stone. I would collaborate with influencers who are in the corporate space. All of your influencers who talk about their jobs and they're doing the day in the life of, they are attracting other corporate professionals. And so I'd be doing a lot of collaboration, at least trying it out with them to see if collaborating with influencers who are in the corporate space will bring you executive clients. Okay?
Yes.
I'd do that. Emails. Let's talk about, okay, so we've got social media covered. We've got the website covered. You can also, I highly recommend using targeted ads on Facebook and LinkedIn, especially LinkedIn, so that you are speaking directly to the decision makers. I use ads. Are you able to travel, or do you guys only serve your surrounding area?
Oh, no, we've traveled quite a bit.
Okay, so you're able to run ads. I would do targeted ads in the locations that you have already traveled to or the locations that you desire to travel to, and talk about your services to corporations, organizations. It's always corporations, organizations, events. I'm sorry, corporations, organizations, individuals, special events. And even though it sounds like corporation and organization could be the same thing, people have to see themselves in your solution, and a church isn't thinking corporation all the time, right? An individual yes. isn't thinking because you serve corporations and churches, you could serve them. And someone who's doing a bachelorette party isn't thinking that because you do groups, you'll do theirs. So we have to cover all that language. Corporations, organizations, individuals, special events. Might even throw churches in there too, just to kind of cover everything.
That sounds amazing.
All right, let's see. Okay, now in your marketing, everywhere, you always want to highlight your Le Cordon Bleu credentials and your certification in your ad copy, in your captions, everywhere. That means something. You invested in that. You went through a very elite level of training, and everybody always needs to know about it. I would finish my captions off with Le Cordon Bleu trained and CPFM certified. Every single time. I say whatever it is I'm saying. We serve this organization. This was the menu, blah, blah, blah. Here's what people have to say. And then an asterisk at the bottom of that caption that says Le Cordon Bleu trained and CPFM certified. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Let me see. We've got to pick up the speed here. We've got the website. We've got the lead magnet. We've got the photos. Okay. Now we have to start building our email list. So you'll have to do some work and go back to every client that's booked you as far back as you can and put them on an email list and start a nurture campaign to nurture people. These people may have been booking you from their last company's email, and maybe they've changed companies and they just can't remember who you are because they no longer have access to that email. They've changed companies. And you don't have a social media presence, so they can't find you. You are a ghost to them. I would go back to all those emails just in case those people are there or those emails have been reassigned to whoever has replaced them. And I would start sending emails letting people know what you've done. Hey, I've served you. If you're receiving this email, it's because I have served you, your company, your organization in the past. We want to update you with all the new additions and changes in 2025. Okay, something like that. You can even attract more corporations by doing small tastings. You can have a tasting at their job. You can do like a break room tasting so that they're familiar with your cuisine. You can host your own local tasting and you're inviting these decision makers, but I'm also doing partnerships with like event planners, corporate HR departments, local venues, event planners, corporate HR departments, and local venues. And I'm hosting a tasting. In fact, I'm contacting a venue and saying, hey, I want to host a tasting. Can we partner? I use your venue. I do a tasting. I'm bringing traffic to your venue. You market it. I market it. We're serving each other, bringing new eyes on each other's business. And you're doing a tasting. It's kind of like when you do a tasting with a wedding planner and they have all the cake and all of the finger foods, so you can choose who you want. It's the same thing. You're networking with all of the corporate HR departments. Who are the people who do the hiring and the decision making? You're inviting the people who are over the marketing and an outreach. You're inviting all the people who are over special events. You're inviting event planners, because a lot of times when people hire for big events, they aren't hiring catering separately. They're hiring an event planner, and the event planner hires the caterer. So let's partner with some event planners. Let's hire for some event planners. Okay, let's see what else I can give you in the next 5 minutes. Oh, we've got so much, Brittany. I'm glad you're an actionable CEO. And matter of fact, if you are watching this real quick, you need to be an actionable CEO. Actionable CEO is my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are seeking personal, professional, and financial development. One of the perks of being an actionable CEO is the ability to show up on the Figuring It Out with Donnie edition of the Full Transparency podcast for a coaching session. Like, if you're over here, like, Donnie is giving Brittany all the game. If you're over here saying, hey, I'm using some of this to implement in my own business, why just get a piece of the information when you can get it all? You can get access to the full community. If you're watching me live right now, comment guest, and I'll give you a 7-day free pass just to come check it out and see if this is the right place for you. If you are watching this after the fact, you can go to actionableceo.com. The guest pass is right there as well. You have to be on a paid membership to be coached on the podcast, but you can start off by testing it out. All right, Brittany, back to you. Back to you, back to you, back to you. All right.
Coach Donnie, if I could just say real quick, being a part of the Actionable CEO has breathed so much fresh air into my business and to my mindset. I felt so dead, stuck. And just your sessions on Tuesdays, even the morning motivation calls, makes me pry myself up out of bed and get started. I love being an actionable CEO.
Oh, Brittany, girl, you have made my day. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for that, y'all. Wow, that really made my day. She said, I was feeling dead. And I saw on your application that you had a tough 2024. You had a tough 2024. Oops. Your grandmother passed last year.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry
on
for
Mother's
that.
Day. Thank you.
On Mother's Day. Your grandmother passed, which impacted you and your mom, your business partner. It impacted both of you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You also had some other heaviness that was causing you to not to want to quit the business altogether.
I didn't want to get out of bed. You know, when I heard your testimony on Full Transparency, and I'm gonna try and not get emotional, but you gave your testimony on Full Transparency and again on the Social Proof podcast, and you shared your 2024, I knew I had to get into the Actionable CEO because I knew that you were qualified to show me how to press through and still be profitable, even in the midst of heaviness and hardship. And so when I say a fresh air, I'm not just blowing smoke. I mean that.
Yeah. Brittany, that means a lot. I know that you dealt with some personal challenges and it impacted your health as well. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes. I'm very transparent. Literally, at the beginning of 2024, my oldest child tried to unalive herself, and the stress from that sent me into too many strokes. Two. One day after the other, too many strokes.
My God.
Yes, yeah, she hurt herself on January 22nd. January 23rd, I had one stroke. January 24th, I had the second one. Many strokes, I will say many strokes. And my face locked up. And so after that, you know, my grandmother went into ICU during the second quarter, and then she ended up passing on Mother's Day. And then just when we were ready to pick our heads up, my children were in the Georgia school shooting, which completely rocked our world. And the same daughter who was struggling, she ended up seeing things that only God can heal. So, and then literally December, where we were like, yeah, let's finish the year strong, we got a report that my only son somehow has the cholesterol of a man twice his age with heart stents. And so it was one thing after the other. And I was like, maybe I should just get a regular job until the storm passes. But when I saw your testimony, I was like, let's get it. Let's go.
Listen, the unimaginable strength that you are displaying right now, this episode means even more to me. Your commitment to your journey and your decision to lock in with mentorship means even more to me, right? To be able to see at least clearly enough to say, I need help, I'm going to get help, and when I get the help, I'm going all in. Brittany, you're an all-in entrepreneur right now. You said, listen, in spite of tragic loss, I'm all in. In spite of my own health crisis, I'm all in. In spite of hardship within my family with my children, I am all in. And no matter what, I'm all in. And that's a really, 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 really big deal. I hope you know that. Like, I hope you know that. I hope you know that this is bigger than a catering company. This is bigger than you being a private chef. Like, now you have to connect or associate a different why to why you're here and why you're still going. Like, why are you still going? Why is this so important to you?
Plainly put, I am the one God chose to be the restorer of walls and the builder of cities in my family. He chose me to change the trajectory of my generational financial status. Not only do I have to clean up some things in past generations, but I'm chosen to clean up things for my children and grandchildren. So I can't stop. I have to move the needle forward and break us out of the principality of poverty. And so you can't do that at, you know, just living life average. And so I see you, and I see you always living above average, soaring above mediocrity. And sometimes you just need proximity. Sometimes you just need someone to show you, come up a little higher. And so I have to keep that at the forefront. And that's what gets me up out of bed every day.
Ma'am, I wasn't expecting to take this turn. I'm proud of you. And I mean that. Like, I am proud of you. I didn't know any of this about you before today, but I am tremendously proud of you. And I believe that your future is bright because you keep going in spite of, you're all in spite of what you have experienced in just the last 12 months. People wouldn't have shown up for in this way, right? People would have quit. And you know what, Brittany? After losing your grandmother, almost losing your child, your children being involved in a school shooting in high school, having too many strokes, after all of that, I would have understood if you quit. So you are even blowing my mind right now. My mind is blown, and you're special. You are special, you are significant, and the work that you're doing matters. I hope that what we've given you here today has helped with just some of the information that you need, but we're not finished. We're not finished. I have a monetization strategy for you, some things to try in your business, and we'll probably talk more about that on Tuesday. I want you to raise your hand in the community when we go into Q&A and say, hey, Donnie, you said that you had some monetization strategies and tips for me. I want to give that to you. I do believe that what you've got, just the simple tweaks on your website, the simple tweaks with how you're displaying your offers and you improving the experience, I do believe that you'll be able to attract more clients and customers, attract the people who are the major referral sources for you, and command more money because of the experience that you're putting together. But it gets deeper. It gets deeper. It gets deeper. Brittany, tell me how you feel after today's session.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I am so empowered. I feel like I can climb a mountain. As soon as we get off of this call, I'm going to begin implementing these changes because 2025 is execution. And again, I am honored to be in your presence. Thank you for even loving your community enough to take this time. I know you are worth millions. And so for you to take this day, I'm grateful. Thank you.
I am grateful for you. We'll have to follow back up with you and see, check in on your progress. This is a story. Every now and then I get one of those ones. And for me, this is one of those ones. We'll have you back on Figuring It Out with Donnie on Full Transparency. In fact, in the comments below, let me know if you want to see me follow up with Brittany and check in on her journey and what she has going on. And if so, we'll follow up with her in a couple of months and just see what she's been able to accomplish and how it's impacted her business. And then we'll keep growing from there. Brittany, you have been just a gem. I see you over there. You've got your girl's not even writing in her lap. She's got the notes up here. You know what I mean? She's like, I am not missing a word. You see that other pen? Go back to her real quick. That other pen, I asked Brittany before we got started, hey, do you have a pen to take notes with? She said, Donnie, I have two pens just in case this one dies, in case the ink runs out of this one. I have a second one. This is an entrepreneur who means business. This is someone who says, listen, life is lifing, but I have to succeed. I have to be the person who changes the dynamics of my family. I have to create opportunities for my children. And you're doing just that. Brittany, tell us how to find you on social media. The social media that by the time this episode drops, will have content giving examples of your business and communicating the value that you provide in your catering and private chef services. Tell us what that social media page is.
Exactly. You can find us on A Pinch of Bliss Inc. on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. A Pinch of Bliss Inc.
All right, you guys. Today has been an amazing coaching session with Britt. We're going to continue to check in with her and grow this brand. We want to grow this brand. And for those of you who are just sitting and you're looking and you're watching, you're inspired by her story. Don't just be inspired. Be an action taker. Inspiration means nothing if you don't put it to work. I will see you on next week's episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins. Bye.